Let little Ascanius walk beside me, and Creusa, follow my steps at a distance. And you, servants, pay careful attention to what I shall tell you. As you go out of the city, you come to a mound with an ancient temple of Ceres upon it, secluded. Nearby, an old cypress stands, which for many years our fathers preserved in reverence. Let this be our rendezvous. We'll get there by different routes. Do you, my father, carry the sacred relics and home gods, sinful for me to touch them when I have just withdrawn from battle, with blood on my hands until in running water I am purified. With these words, I laid a pelt of tawny lion for covering over my broad shoulders and bowed neck, then stooped to lift my burden. Ascanius twined his fingers in mine, hurrying to keep up with his father's longer stride. My wife came on behind. We fared on, hugging the shadows. I, who just now had faced the enemy volleys, the Greeks' concentrated attack, without turning a hair, I was scared by every breeze, alarmed by every sound, so strung up was I with anxiety for my burden and my companion. And now I was nearing the gates and thinking that we had made it, when on a sudden there came to my ears the sound of many footsteps, or so it seemed. Then, peering into the gloom, my father exclaimed,
"Run! They're upon us! Run, Aeneas! I can see the shine of their shields and the bronze accoutrements winking!"
Well, I panicked. My wits were fuddled, were snatched away by some malignant prompting. For even as I darted off into byways, off my course among streets I knew not, oh God, the anguish of it! My wife Creusa, fate took her. Did she stop there, or lose her way? Did she sink down in...